I believe our paging of Dr. Morosi is good. I think he's there and he's ready to give us the information that we need.
I am married to a doctor. Does that count? Does that in any way qualify me to render an opinion here?
If she is a doctor that can help with fingernails and blisters, then we need her as soon as possible.
Yeah. I tell you what, this is a really vexing situation for Sanchez and the Jays because, obviously, listen, it's not a elbow ligament or a shoulder AC joint, the big injuries that we talk about with pitchers. But as we've seen now with Rich Hill and the Dodgers, with the blister that he's had, that's really become a recurring thing, even the small injuries for a pitcher can be very, very difficult to come back from. And obviously, we all saw yesterday, he could not really command the ball the way he wanted to, and clearly the nail is split again, and I would say it's apparent he's not going to make his next start. How long he's out, I think, is an open question. But I think it really is tough, guys, to imagine the Jays reeling off the big stretches of wins they need, whether it's 10 wins in 12 games or a really great stretch, without some consistent performances from the rotation. And again, that's much harder to do without Aaron Sanchez.
But and here's the thing now. I mean, it's not only, you know, his nail getting better and his blister maybe in the future. I mean, you mentioned Hill, and the Dodgers are now considering the possibility. They brought up Urias. They put Alex Wood into the rotation. And they're thinking seriously of taking Hill and putting him in the bullpen.
Right. And again, so that's so from the Dodgers' standpoint, that is one of the options they're considering, Elliott. And I think for the Jays, listen, we've seen Sanchez be very effective as a reliever in the past. I'm sure right now that Jays officials and Mark Shapiro, Ross Atkins, John Gibbons, they all want him to continue to be a starter. I think everybody enjoys watching him in that role, and certainly the Jays among them. But you're right that sometimes if you're getting constant feedback from a particular player about his body not really letting him do a particular job in the game, you do have to think about other options. The Dodgers are certainly considering that with Rich Hill. I don't think the Jays are to that point yet with Sanchez. But again, at some point in time, this has to get fixed. And then they thought they had resolved it previous yesterday. Very clearly, they did not. And now, really, they're back to square one. And again, it seems as though it's a trifling thing, a fingernail. Why is it such a big problem? But it is. And I think that right now there's probably a lot of frustration, certainly on Aaron's part, I'm sure the Jays as well.
John Morosi, our guest, MLB Network, Fox Sports, 8:37. Jays Yankees tonight, by the way, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and Sportsnet 1. I've said this for a while, John. They're at the 25-game mark, and the issue isn't, hey, will the Jays get back to 500? Will they do this? Will they do that? It's what would I would call an irresponsibility if they are around 500 and they aren't taking calls and selling. We saw Boston. Yeah, that's a tough call to trade John Lester when they're a few games under 500, but they did it. And Detroit with David Price a couple of years ago,
right.
And they did it. The Jays might get back to, like I said, 47 and 49, but then you're taking a big risk if you hang on to the Haps, the Estradas, all these guys with expiring contracts that have value, and then you finish 78 and 84. You can't do that if you're Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins.
Great point, Greg. A very good point. And I think that that's exactly the decision they'll be faced with pretty soon, because we think about this, and over the last 10 games, we'd all acknowledge the Jays are playing better over the last 10 games. They're 5-5. Certainly, they were very nearly 6-4 if the game in St. Louis, the first game at doubleheader, went better. That being said, and as you pointed out, they're no longer the worst team in the majors, but they still have the biggest deficit of any team in the majors. 8 games back of a tie between the Yankees and Orioles, both of whom are playing very good baseball right now. The Yankees look, I think, much better than certainly I thought they were going to be. So as we're taking the totality into consideration here, while the Jays are playing better, and I expect them to eventually continue to play better, and again, maybe they do get back to 500. But the question is not can you be 500, it is can you get into the playoffs?
Yeah.
Can you be a really strong playoff club? And I think that the evidence right now tells us that's going to be a very tough task based on the competition in the division. So you're right. I think if you're Mark Shapiro, Ross Atkins, are you doing it right now? Are you marketing your players right now? Maybe not quite yet, but by the end of May, I think that you're certainly doing that unless you're really making a ton of progress in the standings. And I think you're right about those names. Happ, Estrada, they're the guys that have value. I think Russ Martin, while he's been better of late, that's a big contract. And we're seeing so much right now, guys, just the way that unless you're a pitcher on a shorter-term deal or a younger player with a lot of control, you don't have immense amounts of trade value because of the way
right.
the teams are valuing players right now. So those names you mentioned, Greg, those are absolutely the names that they're going to be talking about this summer.
And you got to have a bit of tunnel vision, but at the same time, if you're the Jays and you watch Baltimore and the Yankees, you tell me, John, what you think of their starts. Does it make you look? They're not going to extrapolate out and be 60-32 after 92 games, but they are both 15-8 right now. And the Yankees offense, I mean, forgetting nothing from Gary Sanchez and Greg Bird. I watched them come back on Baltimore yesterday, and I know they lost, but they don't, you can't give up right. on that team in baseball games. It's insane how much they're producing.
You're exactly right. And Aaron Judge, probably rookie of the year to this
point in time.
And again, you look at the rest of the division too, and Boston, I expect, will continue to be a strong ball club. So, again, when you think about the big picture, realistically, you have to come back from 8 games down to both New York and Baltimore and pass multiple teams if you're going to think about how do I at least win a wild card. And that's just a very, very difficult scenario because of exactly what you just pointed out, how well the Yankees are playing. Their pitching, by the way, in New York has been better. I know they had to come back from a very disastrous deficit to win that ball game over the weekend, but for the most part, their rotation is better than what I thought it was going to be. Their lineup is more consistent with Judge, and Headley has bounced back and had some good at-bats for them. So it's a much better ball club, I think, top to bottom than I thought the Yankees were going to be. And again, we think about big market teams and the pressure of doing that. Let's make this comparison. The Yankees last year, they were sellers. They basically said they were going to be okay bottoming out. They trade Chapman. They trade Miller. Look how strong they are now. They're trying to do the under a big market with expectations, rebuild and win at the same time. It's kind of like in a different sport, the Leafs a little bit with what their model is has been the last year or so. So it's very interesting to see what the Yankees have done, and I think that they deserve a lot of credit for being able to win and develop all at the same time.
All right, but as far as the Jays are concerned, it's more about how far you are behind, and I know there are a lot of teams to crawl over than it is about what your record is if you start winning. I mean, all things considered, over the last week, and consider that they're without Donaldson and they're without Tulowitzki, right. two of their starting pitchers, and still they let two games get away with guys that are set up to be this year's players, could have won 5 or 6. And you look at the wild card right now, and obviously, you know, they're 24 games in, but the White Sox are 13-10. The Red Sox are 13-11. 14-13, the Angels. Second wild card hasn't gotten away from you.
Right. That's a very good point. And actually, I looked at last year's April, the standings at the end of last year. It was interesting. The worst record of any team in the playoffs at the end of April last year belonged to the Blue Jays at 11-14. So, and that was actually the only team, guys, that was anything below one game under 500 at the end of April that went on to make the playoffs. So the Jays were the outlier last year. Now, if they did it this year, it'd be even much more of an outlier. But the point still stands that for the most part, the teams that made it were right around that 500 level, and then Toronto was sort of the outlier last year at 11-14. I think big picture on the Jays, I was very, very happy to see over the weekend Osuna pitch back-to-back days and get back-to-back saves. That, to me, you're talking about season, and really not just this year but multiple years going forward, that was about as good of a sign as the Jays could have had to see Osuna get back on the mound after really not looking like himself in that game in St. Louis. To have back-to-back saves was a very good sign for Osuna, and also Stroman has continued to pitch like an ace, and I think that he has been a continued revelation. I think he's taken the momentum he got from the WBC and continued it. And again, to me, Stroman, I love the emotion he shows on the mound. I love his personality. And he is someone who every fifth day, when I see his name on the pitching probables, I'm excited to watch the Jays pitch and play that night, because you never know what Stroman's going to do. And lately it's been a lot of positive things and a lot of great pitching on the mound.
All right, Doctor, thank you very much. There you go. It's Dr. Morosi. And
diagnosis is in.
All right, but we need to get him to a refresher course on nails and blisters.